got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Look, everyone likes making a little bit of extra cash, especially sure. if it's something you enjoy doing, right? So like you and I think we speak about this a lot, that we are really lucky in life that we get to do something we love for work and get paid reasonably for it.
100%.
But sometimes, side hustles in particular, and across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula, it's an incredible community, lots of different ways to make money, but there's always more ideas out there on how you can make cash.
Okay.
And I wanted to run some ideas by you that I've seen of strange ways that Australians are making money right now, and a lot of money, is their side hustles, and they're turning them to their full-time jobs.
Hit me.
There's two that I really want to focus on. The first one is a wedding vow writer.
Ooh.
Now, it's like secret stuff, though.
See, your wedding vows were very good. I was very impressed.
But then again,
you put a lot of work into yours.
But then, can I be honest?
Oh, here we go.
It's not that I didn't put a lot of effort in. I just knew that I knew what I wanted to say without writing it down.
Right.
And I had a few dot points and I just kind of went with it.
Yeah. But you were like, you had like some fun jokes in there. Like,
oh, I've got to have some lols.
See, I feel like
it's not a funeral.
You can't hire someone else to make your wedding vows. Like, they have to be so personal.
But I guess you can have a conversation with someone and you go, all right, so this is kind of the story of how we met. This is ABCD. This is what they like. This is what they don't. Blah, blah, blah. I want it to sound like this. And they will write it for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Because if you are so inside your head that you can't write these vows,
yeah,
when money's flying left, right and centre when you're paying for a wedding, unfortunately, if you're not married, it flies around. I have no idea what we actually got.
Yeah.
You wouldn't notice $600 off to an account because someone wrote your wedding vows for you.
Okay. All right.
I think
that's fairly decent.
I feel like I could do that for a side hustle.
100% like you could. Like I said, you did pretty well with your vows.
We're like secret wedding whisperers.
Oh. Secret. Yeah, nice.
The next one is a bit of a step up from, you know, writing wedding vows for people. I'm sure you've heard of this. Professional cuddlers. Non-sexual cuddlers.
See, I could do this. This is the job for me. I love a cuddle. Get
now,
around me.
Now, professional
big spoon, little
cuddlers,
spoon, happy to do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at you. Selling all your services. Only cuddles. By Jess. And, they're apparently fetching anywhere between $100 to $300 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Just to be cuddled. Because some people like that intimate touch without that sexual kind of nature.
Sure, yeah.
And if there's a space for
it. Are we talking like lying down or just like standing up? Like what kind of cuddles are we?
I feel like a stand-up cuddle could get old in about 10 seconds.
No, there's something great because my boyfriend's 6'3". So having him like...
Thank you for not saying 6 foot handsome because it's the shittest joke that you keep saying and it doesn't... It doesn't mean he's tall.
But I am.
You said it for years.
I'm 5'3", so he's he's a lot taller than me. So he will like engulf me when we hug.
Yeah, but
standing up.
You need to be him in the professional cuddling world.
Yeah, see, wouldn't be able to provide that in my list of services.
No, but that's the thing. It's all different shapes and sizes for cuddlers. Some people might want like a short Macedonian woman to be going, come here, I'll give you a cuddle. You want to lie down?
I'm also an overarm cuddler. I don't go underarm, even though that I'm the shorter one.
No.
I will always go over.
The six times we've hugged, I've always gone over and I smack your hands down and I go over. It's like a docking system at a terminal. I go, no, this is how we do it. Cuddle.
The six times we've hugged.
I know exactly how many times. 6 years, six hugs.
So you.
Every single Christmas.
You know that mine are worth money then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I want to talk to you about it. And then I'll write wedding vows on the side and we're going to be the richest radio show in town.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, someone's kicked the door into the studio. Say, it's my show. It's my segment.
Yeah.
My name's Ben from Workdays. So I guess we have to do it.
Yes, you have to.
Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Very demanding today, but let's find out. Ben from Workdays, of course, drops by the studio every single afternoon to test our knowledge of the news for the day. He's going to bring us three stories, leave out some key elements, and we are going to fill in the blanks.
Get it done.
And we'll start things off with the season final of White Lotus. Ooh. which has hit on a bit of a dating red flag for many. Apparently, there's a type of guy millennial women will happily date, but Gen Z women won't touch with a 10-foot pole. What's the defining
characteristic? Okay, there's no spoilers, right? Because I haven't watched the season finale.
No.
Okay,
good. I'm obsessed with this show.
Okay.
Ooh, I wasn't paying that much attention. Is it
a dating red flag?
Is it does it have to do with the character Albie?
I have no idea because I don't actually watch the show. I just found the article.
Is it like a woke misogynist?
Is it a guy that is like playing hard to get?
No,
is that the trope?
It's actually a guy who's not on social media.
Oh!
The Gen Z women won't date a guy who's not on social media because they can't stalk him and see what his life is like.
See, my partner is like, he's on Facebook, but he hasn't got any other socials.
Right.
Yeah, same as me.
And he's doesn't post on Facebook, like ever. For me, when I first started dating him, like I couldn't find him at all.
Oh, okay.
And I thought it was so weird. I was he's got a secret family. Yeah. He's got this whole other life he's not telling me about.
For people that do watch the show, and this isn't a spoiler, the person that Ben's referencing is the English kid, Jack.
Mm. Oh, yes.
The lad.
He's hot.
All right, calm down. Well, you can't stalk him because he doesn't have Instagram.
A British school has celebrated the festive season by breaking a world record. They've built the world's largest what?
Oh, English school. What would they build?
So, is it something festive for the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I think I'm going to float this.
Here we go.
Is it a gingerbread house?
No, it's not.
Shivers.
Is it a Christmas pud?
No, it's not a Christmas pudding either. You're thinking maybe wrong festive. It's a menorah. A giant menorah, the candle fixture used to celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh wow! Oh, how big do they go?
Like nearly up to the rooftop of their gymnasium. Jeez. So think of your average school gym roof. It's nearly hitting the roof.
Wow.
So it's quite big.
That's the super candle, right?
Yeah.
For those of us that are uncultured and offensive, the super candle.
Is it seven candles?
Probably.
Yes, because it's seven nights.
Yeah.
Seven deadly sins. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. My only knowledge of Hanukkah is what I watched from The Nanny in the 90s. So. Yeah.
And mine's from South Park, which I just don't think is okay. I'm not going to say anything.
Mine would be from The OC, which is, just about as bad as everyone else's.
The Australian education system.
Finally, a new study into toilet habits has been done. It's revealed that in an average lifetime, a person will spend 3 years of their life on the porcelain throne. But how many times, though, on average, do you go per year?
Ooh, as in like ones and twos.
Ones and twos.
Okay.
Both categories.
Just over 1,000?
A bit higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
Wait, you're meant to go, that's like three or four
day. That's what I was going. No, but not
ones and twos.
So did you say over or under?
I said over 1,000 and he said not quite.
Not as much.
Higher.
1,300.
No, still higher.
What?
1,500.
The average person will go to the toilet 2,500 times in the space of a year.
Do they have bowel issues? How are you going to the bathroom
and
that much?
Issues,
well, maybe it's just people who are, really set in on drinking their right amount of water per day.
But see, I like to look at those numbers. And again, this is like, I've spoken to Jess about this.
You'd be lower than that because you don't poo on Saturdays.
No. I can't. My body just says no. It's so confusing.
That's a fact that I didn't know before.
I don't know. I've tried. Yeah. It's like, literally, it's happened three times in the last
It's a weird
years.
Fact to know about your friend, but you do know it because
twice
he talks
on Sunday,
about
though.
Exactly. So I'm not losing the numbers. So yeah, I'm still getting my 2,500. Whistling the way home,
listening. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, Elon Musk has been in the news a lot this year. Everyone seems to be tracking what this bloke is up to. And most recently, he bought out Twitter.
Yeah, we did see that. And then didn't he try and sell it straight away?
Yes. Immediately tried to sell it. They were
smart.
Like, you can't back out of this because he bought it for like billions of dollars more than it was worth.
All of our money combined, all of us listening right now across Geelong and the Surf Coast, still couldn't afford it.
So he is no longer the richest person in the world. He lost that title.
Benny was saying, some French bloke.
Yes.
Sorry, and like the thing is, I feel so bad. Normally we've always known the richest person on the planet, but some French guy.
Bernard Arnault, he's the LVMH chairman and CEO.
Of course, LVMH.
Yeah, they own a bunch of luxury brands. So the Tesla and Twitter CEO, Elon Musk, is now number two in the world with just a measly $178 billion, just nothing. She's got no money.
Nothing at all.
Which is probably why he's been making news for having a Twitter auction. He has basically gone through the offices at Twitter and been like, we don't need that desk, we don't need that chair, we don't need that table, we don't need that computer. He's pointed out a whole bunch of stuff, and they're holding an auction in January, auctioning off all of the unwanted items from Twitter's head office.
Is it an online auction?
It is an online auction, but you have to be able to go and pick up the items from the Twitter HQ.
Where is the Twitter HQ? Do you know that?
San Francisco.
I have an uncle and auntie that live in San Francisco.
Should we buy a chair from Twitter? Hey, they've got stand-up desks. There's like a whole bunch of like random items that he's just gone, let's have a fire sale.
If we can get something that's not going to cost us an arm and a leg in shipping, per weight.
Yeah.
Absolutely, like a ruler.
Yeah. I don't know if he's selling anything that low.
Well, we can have a look.
Sure.
That's the thing. Like, when's the auction?
January 17th.
Oh, mate, you and I are going to be back here at work. Like, we're not going to be doing the Tim and Jess show until the 30th of January. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of time. We'll just be doing music shifts. We'll be able to have the best fun with it.
Well, there you go. Okay, we'll see what we can get from the Twitter auction. And in January, January 30, when the show's officially back, we will present to you what we've been able to acquire.
What I think you should do is we'll get a photo of, like, five different things.
Sure.
And get people to vote on our
what
Instagram
we should spend the money
at
on.
K-Rock Geelong. And see if we can get it done.
If Bossman Andy is listening, this is what we want to spend the show budget
Andy,
on, mate.
Can we have $300 to get a ruler shipped from Twitter HQ in San Fran over to Geelong?
We'll take you.
Say something if you don't want us to. All right.
Yep. No, silence is agreeance.
Yep, that is perfect. There you go. That we can frame it. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah, beautiful. You want to get a piece of Twitter before the company dies because, you know it's coming.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. We do this every single week because if we're disagreeing, we go, hang on, stop. We'll disagree on the radio show. Use someone else to be the judge who is going to tell us who's right if we disagree on something. Today, it has to do with text messages or voice memos.
Yeah, you're boring and you're fired up about people sending voice memos.
Well,
I just had to teach you during that song how to send a voice memo.
It was more confusing. And then I started dictating on my phone and then my phone was saying, oh no, I'm dictating. Stop.
So essentially you're an 83-year-old grandma.
But that's fine. And what I get confused with is that, like, say if you're writing a whole bunch of, like, if you need to convey a whole bunch of messages, it's great for the first listen, but then it expires and then you can't listen back. And if it's a shopping list or if it's something important, like, hey, make sure you pick up the kids from school. And then my brain goes, oh, pretty colours, I'm a crow, shiny things.
Okay.
Then it's gone. I just think we need to, like,
right.
I understand, as you said before, Jess, text message has no tone or context, which is frustrating, so it's a good option. But I think text message is still superior.
Sure.
I wanted to prove a point, so I've sent you a voice memo.
Okay.
Let's play it and see if you can remember what I've said there.
Hey, Jess, it's Tim here. I was wondering if you could pick me up a few things from the shop. I need 47 Brussels sprouts, 3 Kit Kats, 17 burritos, and my car washed. Thanks.
All right. Jess,
okay.
What do I need?
47 Brussels sprouts, 3 Kit Kats, 7 potatoes, and your car washed.
So I needed, I needed 47 Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
I needed 3 Kit Kats. I needed 17 burritos,
17.
Not potatoes, and I do need my car washed. So even you listen to it immediately.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Man, that feels good for some reason. Jeez. We've had Anthony and Roscoe call through from Armstrong Creek to be our judges, our joint judges. Good afternoon, Your Honours.
Hello.
Now,
how are you going?
Yeah, look, obviously I'm a little bit passionate about this, but when it comes to text messages or voice memos, we'll hand you the gavel right now. What is superior, texting or voice memos?
Text.
You
know what I mean? Yeah, we can text messages.
I think I just love notes and emails.
But why? Why don't you enjoy a nice voice memo? Someone's personalised. It's like a personalised podcast in your pocket.
yeah.
I just hate voicemails because with a text message, you get to see it and it's not ambiguous. It's just there.
Right.
It's not an illusion, Jess. That's why I like Anthony. That's why I like Roscoe. You've got a KFC giant feast coming your way, guys. KFC, they now have hot and crispy boneless chicken. It's new. It's delicious. Thank you very much. Your honours.
Thank you.
So, see, Jess, that's what passion is. Yeah. And you know why? Obviously, phone calls still reign supreme over text messages.
Sure.
Because that's how we communicate with people on the show. But you legally are never allowed to send a voice memo again. So if you could delete what I just sent you, because that is now evidence.
Do you still want your 17 burritos?
Oh, I do, absolutely. Okay. Again, 17 burritos, 47 Brussels sprouts and 3 Kit Kats. And if you get my car washed, that'd be tops.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
All of us Aussies need to get together and whip out our telescopes tonight. We are needed. And we've been called up by the European Space Agency.
Ah, the ESA. Classic, yeah. I haven't heard from the ESA in a while, Jess.
So they are expecting a asteroid to bypass Earth.
This is one of the flyby ones, isn't it? Like the close-to-Earth proximity asteroids.
Yeah. They're saying it's going to pass by at about 686,000 kilometres from Earth. Which is, it seems far. Definitely need a telescope to see it.
But when you think of the spectrum of the universe.
Close.
Jeez.
The reason that they're asking Aussies if they can whip out their telescopes is because it's expected to have its best visibility in the Southern Hemisphere at 7:12 p.m. tonight.
So right after the show finishes.
Yeah.
We've got 12 minutes to get to the roof here on Moorabool Street, up to the 6th floor, somehow in the next 2 hours get our hands on a telescope and have a look, even though it's not dark yet.
The asteroid's been named, I'm going to butcher this. It's the Hawaiian word for scout, Umaumau.
No, come on. Respect to culture, Jess.
They're thinking it's roughly 400 metres long and is considered a middle-sized asteroid.
That's nice.
Not even a big one.
My brother-in-law, Nathaniel, has a doozy of a telescope.
Really?
Like one of those ones where you need a ute or a station wagon to transport the thing.
Well, you've got to get him on it. He's in South Australia, though, so he'd be seeing it at, like, what, 6-ish?
Well, no. Other way.
7:45.
Yes.
Right. Yep. With you.
Who would have thought Australian Central Time would have been the downfall of Jess today?
7:12. Get your telescopes out.
Right.
Have a look at Umaumau for yourself because we need to help out the European Space Agency.
Europe's come crawling back again. It's classic. It's like the 1800s all over again. Maybe we don't. Maybe we really put our foot in the ground here. We go, you know what, ESA, we're not doing this for you. Come here.
Apparently they can expect to see Umaumau in the following days. So we're just going to see it first.
They want New Year's Eve first.
Yeah.
Too bad. Sometimes you got to wait.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.